Now we'll turn to Representative Bob Walker.
Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for the opportunity to testify on the 21st century economy in this rather uniquely third wave setting. Let me also congratulate you on pronouncing correctly the one of the unique communities in my district, Effort of Pennsylvania, from where I'm talking. Mr. Chairman, the information age will create opportunities in a wide range of areas: computers, worldwide electronics, molecular medicine, breakthroughs in material technology, exploring and manufacturing in space, micro-miniaturization, and virtual realities. These are technology opportunities that have economic, political, and cultural implications. As a space-based economy is a part of the economy of the future, which is a third-wave future, we will be seeing big changes that are almost unimaginable today. We will be living and manufacturing in space. Americans will no longer have to look to space as an alien place, but rather as a new frontier. We will see economic development in space by using free market principles espoused by commercial providers. We will be working together to create strategies and ideas that will make us respond in ways that enhance America's lead in space and aeronautical research. We are also looking at a knowledge-based society, a society that is actively involved in the information era. We already have living proof that America can succeed in the 21st century. All around us, scientists and entrepreneurs are inventing a better future. All around us, corporations are rethinking and re-engineering to produce more and better and faster with fewer resources. All around us, private sectors and private citizens are changing, adapting to today's competitive realities. A successful 21st century America is pro-entrepreneur, pro-science and technology, pro-savings and investment in America. And that is inventing at the best products at the highest values in the world. Second wave industries accumulate more and more and get bigger and bigger. Third wave organizations are subtracting functions instead of adding functions, and are subcontracting functions so they can remain quick, efficient, and productive. Now what we need to do is re-engineer government to follow third wave principles by cutting waste, lowering costs, increasing productivity and quality, and doing those things that government has not been willing to do thus far. This will have the benefit of allowing us to lower taxes on entrepreneurs and lower taxes on investors so that we can create more economic growth. Government structure should be based on third wave realities. We should not only downsize government, but change what is outdated. Many of the charters for current cabinet agencies are based on first wave or second wave principles. We need new departments enabling legislation, or I should say we need new department enabling legislation that will follow third wave principles in which government promotes science, trade, telecommunications, information, and education. Some months ago, Mr. Chairman, I was in Las Vegas to attend the Consumer Electronics Show. And one of the things that they pointed out to me as they showed me this sea of electronics equipment was that all that equipment would be on the books in the next 6 months, and every bit of it would be obsolete within 8 months, or 18 months, I should say. Now, what occurred to me at that point was it takes government 18 months to do one budget cycle. What I mean by that is, by the time you put the numbers on paper until we pass the last appropriations bill that is incumbent to that particular budget, we in fact have spent about 18 months. That means that one whole generation of consumer electronics equipment has come and gone while we're doing one budget. Now, if we expect to lead in a society where economies are changing that fast, we have to do things much differently than we've done them in the past. I would suggest, for instance, we need to rethink departmental structures. It seems to me, based upon the testimony you've already heard today, that it's quite true that education and labor are going to be interrelated subjects. Why then should we have separate departments for each that often work at cross purposes? Why wouldn't we put those departments together in a way that would give value added to both approaches? It seems to me that that's the right kind of course to take. I've also advocated that we ought to look at creating a Department of Science. For me, this would be a focal point for future-oriented programs within the federal government. As we enter the 21st century, it's increasingly clear that science is going to play an important role as a driver of economic growth. As we have seen in the recent past, inventiveness will be the key to job creation. In fact, it appears virtually certain that the wealth of the future is going to be created by cleverness, the manipulation of information in clever ways, whether it's by individuals or by corporations or by nations,
is going to mean the difference between leading and following. We need to prepare our government for that kind of a global economy. In an information-based economy, economic change can open vast new horizons of growth and employment. Political change can open the doors for more hope and opportunity. Cultural change can create a foundation of values on which to build a future. Technological change can provide the means to pursue our dreams. The challenge we face is to mold those changes in ways that lead to hope rather than hate, foresight rather than fear, virtue rather than victimization, vision rather than vitriol. That challenge is not just for politicians and policymakers, it is a challenge for all Americans in an era of revolution. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.